Hey, party people, this is your girl Yaz, your host of the Rich Black Woman Podcast, where we empower you to be rich in mind, body, and bank. Every week, we deep dive into something factual and actual that can actually help you in your life to enrich your bank account and to enrich your health and your wealth. So join me every week. Now, let's jump into it. This episode, tune in. Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Yaz, and I am here with my newly minted friend and expert doula, Karma Tudor, who is most importantly a mom. She has over 200 hours registered as a yoga teacher. She's a prenatal yoga teacher, and she is a doula trained by the expert Latham Thomas's Mama Glow. And I've invited her to the Rich Black Woman Podcast today to really enrich our lives and enlighten us on maternal child health in the Black community, how we can help decrease that mortality rate, and how we can really create a special environment for mothers and their children from the jump. And so I am really excited to learn more about this field from you, Karma, and to kind of learn about your story, what guided you here, and really to, you know, in the spirit of motherhood, as we are coming up upon Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we hear about just all the stresses of motherhood, but for us as Black women, there's even yet a bigger stress, and that is ensuring our own health, that we live to see our own children that we're giving birth to, and then making sure that we give birth to healthy, thriving young babies. So welcome to the Rich Black Woman Podcast, and tell us a little bit about what you do and what is this whole doula thing all about.
Well, thank you for having me, Yaz. I'm so honored, and it's a pleasure. And also, I didn't even realize we were doing this, and it's the week of Black Maternal Health Week. So it's even equally important, right? So just to give you and your listeners a little insight, you know, a doula. So a doula is a trained professional in the birthing space. So we are not medical professionals, but we are trained. So we're not there to deliver the babies. That would be a midwife or an OBGYN. We're there to support the birthing person. And if they have a partner, we're there to assist with advocacy in the events that the person that's giving birth does not understand what's being advised, letting them know that they have options, and just making them feel more empowered so they have more say in their health.
Awesome. Is it somewhat like, you know, I feel like we see old movies or movies from a certain period, right? And it's, you know, you see midwives. And midwives have been very critical to creating a safe space for women as they're birthing. And I even remember my own mom, like, I remember when she was pregnant with my sister going to Lamaze classes. Mm-hmm. So is it similar to that? Like, what's the difference? How has it evolved?
Yes, it's evolved so much. So first, I know with midwifery, which are midwives, way back when, they were also becoming, for the future, becoming like as far as no longer existing, right? And that was because of, you know, the corporate with the hospital systems. So midwives are almost wiped out. And now that there is becoming more awareness about it, midwives are coming back stronger than ever, and they can definitely provide medical care for individuals, not even if you're pregnant, right? So it's even if you're not pregnant, if you're in the premenopausal stage or menopausal stage, you can still see a midwife. And I do advise, I always advise my clients and just women that I come across to see a midwife, because I find that they give you more one-on-one care, more so than you would say like your OB or your GYN, mainly because those times it's somewhat of like a practice, where with your GYN, it might be a few individuals in the practice and you may not get a chance to spend that one-on-one time with your provider. Yeah. So that's one piece. And then the second piece, if we talk about Lamaze. So Lamaze was always known for the breathing mechanism, right? It was like the that you would hear, right, on TV. And it's so funny because that sticks with so many of us. And, you know, that brand has since changed their technique, and they're more so about childbirth education more so now than that breathing technique, because that technique in particular wasn't really effective. Once they found out over time, it's deep breathing and deep moaning, because you are wanting to open up your throat to relax your body. Whereas if you're doing that hee-hee, you're kind of like closing off your throat and not really surrendering into what's going on to your body. So that brand has changed how they teach. But where it comes down for doulas, we incorporate all of that, right? So we do labor pain management techniques, whether it be movement and breathing and meditation. And each doula, we all have like our own different niche. There might be some that's they're nutritionists, some might be herbalists, right? So we all bring our different techniques into the birthing space to help our clients.
Oh, I love that. So even there are subspecialties, just like with physicians, there are subspecialties that doulas focus in on.
Correct.
You know, it's so timely as well, as you mentioned, this being Maternal Child Health Week. With a focus on Black maternal child health. And this is just staggering, Karma. The United States is the only industrialized nation where Black maternal health is getting worse, not better.
Right.
And, you know, in this era of, you know, Black Lives Matter, it's like, really, do they? I mean, if we can't even get bringing Black life into this place and safely, and it just breaks my heart, because I'm like, little babies like that are unborn, right, and the fact that they are not being cared for and their mother's not being cared for in a way that ensures that they're here in a country that we built, in a country where Black mothers gave life to children that were not their own.
Correct.
And just I get chills just saying that. And so tell us, you know, because I have had personal experience of friends who have lost children, like had to give birth to children who were stillborn. I didn't even think like something like that happens in modern day. Right.
Yeah.
And these are educated, thriving, professional Black women at some of the best institutions in the quote unquote world. And yet we're faced with, hey, something happened to your baby. Oh, well. And so walk us through, like, what is the mission? And I feel like Black doulas are on a mission. Like, like on a mission to change this. And I believe you can, because there's nothing that a Black woman can't do.
So preach, tell it.
Tell us what, you know, your personal mission is. And then also, I know you're involved with this organization, Mama Glow.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, for sure. So I will say this, that my mission when I first became a doula about 4 years ago, so let's say 5 years ago, I didn't know what a doula was. And my son, he will be 15 this year. So when I had my son, I had a very, very hard labor and delivery, pregnancy, all of that. And I'm educated, you know, I'm a college graduate. I consider myself to be, you know, someone who's very smart. I graduated college, you know, at 18. So I still had a hard time. I trusted my medical professional, my provider. And whatever it was that he said is okay, that was gold, because this is what he did. This was his profession, right? He was the expert in the room. So I trusted him with my body and with my baby. And I really should have listened to my gut whenever I just didn't feel comfortable. Like, he advised that I needed to be on bed rest. It didn't really give me options. Didn't even say I had options, right? So just being on bed rest for my entire pregnancy, you know, gaining, you know, over 60 pounds because I was on bed rest, having a very hard labor, where I bled out and hemorrhaged, and almost didn't make it myself.
Wow.
And was not able to see my son for 24, 48 hours because I just was not stable per se. Yeah. Right. So, you know, when I found out what a doula was, I said, I really could have benefited from a doula. And I know that when same thing, I saw the statistics and I was like, how, why? And it leans into the fact that a lot of us put so much trust in our medical providers, and we kind of like, nah, you know, I'm not going to pay attention to that little feeling that I'm not really comfortable, or I didn't know that I can change my providers, right? I thought that maybe this is who I have to be with. And we put so much trust in the medical system. And if we think about it historically, the medical system was not built for us, right? They used our bodies to help create, and when I say our bodies, you know, Black women's bodies, to help create the obstetrics system. And it was just, we were used from day one. So, which is why I feel that midwifery care is, you know, is also very important. So with that, you know, as being a Black woman, and so many Black women, as you mentioned, have that same story, right? I mean, even celebrities, you know, we're talking about, you know, Beyonce and Serena Williams, you know,
yeah.
It's just like, it's happening. We are telling our providers something's wrong, something doesn't feel right. And it's just like, no, okay, you're either over-exaggerating, you're being dramatic, oh, you'll be all right. This is just how it is. Instead of, no, I really need you to listen to me. And if you're not going to listen to me, I will find someone else who will. Right. And that is like usually what brings pause into a room. But I also know that now I'm starting to see whenever individuals walk in and they say they have a doula, a lot of times the energy shifts. They do take the time with their, with their patients. You know, they will wait and say, do you have any questions, and double check and things like that. They will allow, you know, doulas to be present for the prenatal visits for those extra questions. So we are trying, you know, we as in doulas and birth workers, we're trying as much as we can. But then also letting, you know, Black women know that having a doula is not a luxury. You know, you deserve this. This is for you. You know, it's attainable, right?
Right.
So that's one. That's my why for a doula, and that's really where the work is, like what we're trying to do, just to empower women, show that you can. There's a particular doula for everybody. You know, you don't feel like you have to have a non-medicated birth. If you have a C-section, if you're having an epidural, you know, any type of birthing situation, you can have a doula, and people don't know that as well.
Mm-hmm. And when do you bring a doula in?
Typically, I like to work with clients once they are in the middle of their second trimester, because I like to have a relationship with them. I don't want to work with them too late in their pregnancy, because I will be with them during a very important, intimate time of their lives. And they need to be comfortable with me as well. And I'm not too comfortable working with individuals within their first trimester, because it's a very, you know, crucial time. Right. So it's just like, you know, we can connect, but let's reconnect once we get in towards the middle to the end of your second trimester.
Right. So tell us a little bit about Mama Glow and other organizations. Like you mentioned, you know, like this is a national movement. Are there other organizations or reference points for young women, or I shouldn't even say young women, for women, whenever they are in that, you know, second trimester, or even they should be researching this obviously before, you know,
correct,
so that they can line up somebody in the future. Don't wait to the last minute, right?
Correct. Exactly.
Yeah. How would they do that?
So with Mama,
should they look?
Of course. So with Mama Glow, is a doula training organization through Latham Thomas, who is an author and a doula for so many individuals. And she started her doula training. I was in the first cohort. It was about almost five years ago. The thing with this is that we were trained. It was a very intensive training. Right now, I know she's doing it because of the pandemic. It shifted to more of like a 6-week immersion program. And we joined with other like-minded folks. We read books as far as things that are pivotal for the birthing process. So we do an intense education. We have to go through different types of birthing scenarios, read books, write papers. So it takes about a year, a little over a year, to be completely certified. Now, Mama Glow is also working with Carol's Daughter for the next 3 years on a project called Love Delivered.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So they're working with Love Delivered. And with Love Delivered, this program, it's an initiative to provide free doula services to Black families in certain areas. Yeah. So please, you know, look for that. You can go to Mama Glow Foundation. And then you can also go to Carol's Daughter and look up for Love Delivered. I can't think of the full URL right now, but if you definitely plug that in, it will pop up. So for the next 3 years, the initiative is to get a doula at no cost to the clients. And then the doulas are paired with mentors, and I'm one of the mentors for the doulas for the program as well. Other programs similar, there's a lot of, depending on where you are, there's like the National Black Doula Association. I know that they have some programs. There's, I can't even think of the word right now, but they're definitely Ancient Song Doula Services, excuse me. That's in Brooklyn, right? I'm also a part of the Long Island Doula Association. We have like a Black Maternal Health Wellness Collective section. So if you really start to look, if someone wants to be a doula and determining what type of doula they want to be, a community doula or just your own private source doula for everyone, there's definitely resources for that. Especially, I would say, look into like the clinics and the hospital settings, WIC offices, shelters to work for being a community doula, because that's definitely also beneficial as well.
That's excellent. And I know some people probably, and we touched on this before, you said it, you know, doulas are not a luxury necessarily. Mm-hmm. They're not just for, you know, we think of some, you know, for lack of better imagination, you think of someone just rich and wealthy and not, quite frankly, looking like our melanated skin.
That is so true.
Yeah. And we need to dispel this. And I really think it's a part of Black self-care for Black women. That this is a part of, you know, radical self-care and knowing and believing that we deserve this type of advocacy and help, right? Because what I hear from you, and I can already tell, is like, you help and you support and you love on that woman, you know, to make sure that her voice is heard. Mm-hmm. And so I think part of it too is like a mindset shift that we understand that we need this and we deserve it, and it's okay to ask for it and to do it, you know.
Absolutely.
So for the folks who obviously, you know, I guess whether you can pay out of pocket for it or not, what does that look like? Because everybody wants to know.
Yeah.
Like, does my insurance pay for it? Like what?
So I can speak for New York's insurance, because I'm based out of New York. There is not any medical coverage for it. However, I do know that our mayor presently is working on a program to provide doula services free of charge for individuals that are able to get Medicaid. I also know that in certain states, Medicaid does cover doula services as well. If not, see if you can use your HSA, so your health spending account. So if you have like a private insurance company and you participate in the FSA, your flexible spending account, in your HSA, putting money aside and using that for your doula services. Fees for doulas can range anywhere from $800 and up, depending on the type of doula that they are, how well seasoned that they are, and the additional services that they provide. Also, there are postpartum doulas, right? Which is very important, because yes, we're there for the birthing process, but postpartum is the first year after your baby is born, which is another reason why the maternity mortality and morbidity rate is so high, because we think, all right, well, we've had baby and now we go home and then what? But as you mentioned with self-care, us moms, us Black moms, we need to take care of ourselves once baby is home. And a lot of us don't have the time to take off of work. So we rush to go back to work, and then our bodies are still healing.
Yeah.
We may not have the support at home, and we have to rush and do other things. So it's like you're not really able to sit down and make sure you're getting the nourishment and you're not ignoring the ailments that your body has. So postpartum doula services is equally as important as birth. So insurance, some insurance companies actually reimburse for postpartum as well. So I always say, call your insurance company. I used to work in insurance for over 10 years. So call your insurance company and say, this is what am I eligible for this? This is what the break it down, what the details are. And they may be able to reimburse for something. So just don't hesitate to reach out.
Yeah. Oh, that's such great advice. And that's insightful. I never even thought of, you know, postpartum doulas. Like, why not? And you bring up such a good point, like, in terms of the healing part and in terms of mentally and emotionally too, yeah, right?
Correct.
And the change. Yeah. What were you going to say? I'm so sorry.
No, I was saying correct. If you think about it, back when we all had villages, right? And the phrase, it takes a village. That's exactly where it comes from, right? It's just like there was one person who was the cook, one person who was, you know, would do the laundry, some person, you know, one person will watch the other little ones if you had other little ones. So everyone played a part. And we really don't have that in today's day and age. And we need that.
Yeah, and we're suffering from that too. And this is such a case in point for that. But it's giving me definitely Wakanda vibes. Like this is something we would do if we truly, you know, had Wakanda and want to create it. To your point, like raising that village, that community of support, and instead of like shaming people, like loving on them and and providing for them and truly being community to them.
Right.
And really, that's being pro-life. So for all those folks out there,
there you go.
They're pro-life. Not to get political, but yeah, you know.
That is, there you go. It's so true.
This is really what it's about, people being, you know, doing things to enhance and to create a place of thriving for innocent young babies coming into this world. So that is awesome. And also just the fact that, you know, a lot of us have HSAs or FSAs, like you said. So really looking at this strategically, I love, you know, the pre-thought that you mentioned of calling your insurance. So, you know, being prepared and planning this out. And so you mentioned, you know, $800 and up.
Correct.
To me, that doesn't sound like, that sounds completely worth it. Like to ensure that me and my baby are here. I mean, you can't put a price tag on that, you know?
That is exactly, that is so true. And you can even put on your baby registry sometimes now. So yes, exactly.
Love that idea.
Yes.
For, I would rather do that for my, you know, friend than anything, right?
Like, yes.
Let's get her a doula. Oh, I love that idea.
Especially for postpartum too. Like, okay, maybe we can help out a little bit for birth, but postpartum people, like I said, it's equally as important.
Love this. So RBWs, you hear that and, you know, think about that. How can you love on one of your friends, you know, who is expecting, you know, giving gift certificates basically, right? Or funding that doula opportunity for them through the process and postpartum after the process. This has been awesome. And I think highly informational in such a short period of time. And we're back. No worries. So we were just, I was just, you know, kind of closing and just saying thank you for this great information in such a short period of time. You've really helped to enlighten us on what a doula is, the mission of doulas, and really the benefits of how having a doula can help to support that Black mother and that unborn Black child, both pre and post. And so this is something that we can think more creatively about, whether it's, you know, helping to get a doula for a friend as a baby shower gift. I love thinking about that. And also for us as, you know, anyone who's planning on being a mom, to plan on having a doula and to research a doula in advance, find one that's compatible with you and for you that you like and try it, you know, and shift your mindset from thinking that you will have to do everything kind of on your own and you got to be this strong Black woman. Part of having that strength is also admitting when we need help and asking for that help. And so here's this entire community that wants to help us and ensure for our safety and our peace and for that of our future family. So I just want to thank you for the amazing work, Karma, that you're doing.
No problem.
And appreciate everything that you're doing. Would you like to share any upcoming projects or initiatives that you are involved in? And can you share with us how folks can connect with you and Mama Glow?
Yeah, sure. And it was, like I said, thank you for thinking of myself and the organization for coming on to your podcast. Presently, right now, it's so interesting. I'm actually in nursing school, so I've died down a little bit on where it comes down to engagements of presentations and such. I'm focusing on school because I feel like it's very important for me to have that better understanding of what labor and delivery nurses go through, and continue to be a doula as well. So that's never going to stop. So I can, you know, be found on social medias or my website, Karma Tudor, K-A-R-M-A Tudor, T-U-D-O-R.com. Look into Mama Glow as far as if you ever wanted to go and do your own doula training. If you are looking for resources, that's definitely a great resource, especially ones who follow on Instagram as well. And also look up the Love Delivered program. See if you're eligible for the free doula services that we're going to do for the next 3 years with Carol's daughter.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you. Wonderful, and right on time. And RBW's always follow us on Instagram. And until then, live richly.
Well, that's a wrap, RBWs. Thank you for listening to the Rich Black Woman Podcast. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. If you like what you heard and you want more of it, please subscribe to our podcast. Until next time, live richly.